with Cameron Diaz, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Larry David all owning a Prius. Hybrid cars are the in thing in Hollywood. But what's in this year can easily become out next year, and that includes people, actors, directors, screenwriters. In our weekly book segment, critic David Kippen says one screenwriter from Hollywood's golden age in the 1930s deserves to be a household name again.
Few people today can place the name of Sidney Howard, which just goes to show that dying young, famous, and violently doesn't always guarantee an automatic ticket to posterity. If Howard is remembered at all, it's for adapting Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind into a 1939 movie you may have heard of. A new 2-DVD set of that picture has just come out, packaged with all the trimmings. It offers an overdue excuse to examine the career of a national literary figure who's since become little more than a footnote. Any wise men present at the Oakland birth of Sidney Coe Howard in 1891 could be forgiven for leaving the frankincense at home. He was an Oaklander, for one thing, well before Jack London had put that town anywhere near America's literary map. But Howard wound up writing for the stage so prolifically that he took to signing some letters, "Yours in Industry," and he won a Pulitzer Prize for his play, They Knew What They Wanted. Howard's screen career ended with Gone with the Wind, but it by no means began there. His screenplays from the 1930s may just be the real undiscovered trove. As one of Samuel Goldwyn's pet writers, Howard wrote scripts for several Ronald Colman vehicles, some of which even carry a Howard Productions banner on them. It seems heresy to say it in these auteurist times, but Howard's filmography hangs together better thematically than the corpuses of any of the men hired to direct his scripts. His obsessions have a way of cropping up repeatedly, even in his most faithful adaptations. For example, among Howard's recurrent themes would have to be his love of nature. The plays The Silver Cord and They Knew What They Wanted, the mystery adaptations Bulldog Drummond and Raffles, these all turn on the opposition between town and country. Naturally enough, the pastoral granddaddy of them all is Gone with the Wind, where early on, Scarlett's father tells her,
"White land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, worth dying for. Because it's the only thing that lasts."
It takes Scarlett nearly 4 hours of screen time to see the wisdom in this, but Howard's reverence for the pastoral wins out in the end. Scarlett loves Rhett more than Ashley, yes, but ultimately she loves Tara more than either. Sidney Howard's love of nature ultimately cost him his life. Far from his native Oakland, he had relocated to a hobby farm in the Berkshires, where one day, just a few months shy of his unshared Oscar triumph for Gone with the Wind, his tractor rolled over on top of him. At his death, Howard was only 48. Of his distinctive, if uneven, work, too little gets remembered now. More movie buffs can name George Cukor for his uncredited directorial contributions to Gone with the Wind than they can Sidney Howard, the man who got sole screenplay credit at producer David O. Selznick's insistence. Maybe land really is the only thing that lasts.
David Kippen reviews books for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.